You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I've got people, like, I said I might call an audible on the lineup here, the Dippers.
Yes.
And I got people calling for it. Like,
and they're calling the audible.
Like,
Omaha,
I guess I'm Omaha.
Omaha.
Omaha. Chicks dig scars. Glory lasts forever. Brian from Huntsville just texted in and says, your show, Senator, but please go to Age versus Infirmity because some of us might not last to the third Dipper. Well, Brian, you are semi-retired, so you can go take a nap after I finish this dipper. That'd be fine. Roughly Ann from Huntsville says, if you switch up dippers, John's going to give you bonus points. There you go.
Ooh, calling some audibles. John will give some bonus points for audibles.
David from Huntsville says, age plus infirmed. He's saying age plus infirmed. Okay, so here's the deal. So there's been a lot of talk lately about Biden's age. And I get it, because it's, you know, first of all, I resist the idea of him being the president of the United States into his mid-80s, in part because I think, dude, go to the House. And I don't mean like, I don't like your policies or I don't think you're competent because of your age. I'm saying, have you got nothing better to do? Because the reality is this. You have apparently earned the right to go sit on Rehoboth Beach every day of the week, not just 40% of the week while you're president. Nobody's stopping you from driving your green 67 Corvette. Go to the House. I say the same thing about Dianne Feinstein. Why are you still there? I say the same thing about Republican Chuck Grassley. Sir, why are you still there? Is there just in your mind, no one who can do this but me? I must stay here until I'm 100. No, go to the freaking House. Let somebody else move up. You know, I spent a lot of my military time in the National Guard with 20th Special Forces Group and some others. And you know, one of the things that was frustrating in the Guard was the Guard is somewhat stovepiped. And if you had somebody that hunkered down in a position and didn't leave, it meant that juniors couldn't promote up. In the active Army, you can get promoted against the entire active Army, so to speak, for your MOS. But in the National Guard, if someone wouldn't move, you couldn't move till they moved. That's a little bit of where we are. If you're 80-something years old, maybe it's time for you to move so that we can get some freshness in there. You know, and I'm not even talking about your competency. I'm talking about just go to the House. I don't want to be, if I ever run for office again, I don't want to be in office when I'm in my 80s. I want to love on my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren by then. Okay. That being said, you can tell that they're worried about it. Story here on townhall.com came out yesterday. Biden's official Twitter account photoshops the president to make him look younger. This is when you know. And they got caught, by the way. First of all, Democrat influencers, it says, were recently caught photoshopping pictures of President Biden to make him look appear younger. But now, President Biden's official Twitter account has adopted the same strategy. So on Wednesday afternoon, it says, of this week, Biden's campaign account, at Joe Biden, tweeted two images of Donald Trump and Joe Biden side by side. The tweet displayed an unflattering picture of Donald Trump at a golf course next to a bright, confident image of Biden departing Air Force One, and he was not falling on the stairs. The tweet with the side-by-side images presented a striking contrast between the candidates. Trump appeared sweaty and haggard, while Biden appeared relatively youthful. The only problem? President Biden's picture had been photoshopped. How do we know? Because the original version of Biden's picture was actually posted by the official White House Twitter account in March of this year. And when you take the original posting of the same picture and compare it to the other one, it becomes extremely obvious. It says, when compared to the original, Biden's altered appearance was almost cartoonish. His face was thinner, his wrinkles on his forehead, cheeks, and neck had been drastically reduced, smoothing out his complexion. And it all appears they're just trying to make him desperately to look younger. Okay. That being said, I will add this. I have known some highly competent people who go well past their 70s into their 80s, even into their 90s, who are sharp as a tack. I've got some in my family, sharp as a tack. You can't get a thing by them. I mentioned before I had a retired former congressman that was somewhat of a special person in my life who passed away at the age of 99. And it wasn't until he was 97 that he began to appear his age. He still drove himself around town, gave speeches. He'd stand up and with a booming sort of baritone southern accent, he would tell everybody the things that he'd seen. It was amazing. I wanted to be like him when I grew up. He just passed away a few years ago at 99 years old. I think he could have held office up until his mid-90s. Doesn't mean he should. The question that I'm asking is, why is the discussion focusing on Biden's age? Age is not the issue. Keep in mind, Trump's only a few years behind. I mean, Trump's like in his late 70s right now. So Trump would be in his 80s in his presidency. And if we're going to say we're for Trump, we can't then say we're not for Biden, because they're both in the same realm, all right? They are peers at the very least in their age group. The question is not age, it's infirmity. That's where I'm going. The question is, what is your capacity to serve? What level of competency do you have? So I'm saying that the real question should not be age. We should be talking about age versus infirmity. You can be 75 years old, 85 years old, and you're sharp as a tack. And you can be 55 years old and have no competence whatsoever to serve. Story here on the Daily Wire. Charlemagne the God, he's the guy that has the Breakfast Club show up in New York, who praised Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley for pushing for age limits and mental competency tests for elected officials. Haley's push for age limits and mental competency tests comes after Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell had another episode last week. Yes, is the question whether Mitch is too old, or is the question whether Mitch can handle it? That's the question, y'all. Stop talking about age. Start talking about competency. During a Sunday interview on CBS News' Face the Nation, Haley said, "I think there should be competency tests. And I don't care if they're for everybody 50 and older. I don't care if they're for the entire Congress." And Charlemagne wound up praising Haley on Tuesday and said, "I'll stop her when she stops telling the truth. We need term limits. And if you're going to stay in, you definitely need mental competency tests over the age of whatever." That's the thing. It's how you frame the discussion. Now, I'm not the only one saying this. Boomer, I got that clip. I love Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. That man can put words together like nobody's business. And he points out the same thing I just said in an interview he just did on Fox News. Same topic, about a minute and a half. Boomer, go ahead and play it.
Biden has now kind of turned the Reaganomics thing into Bidenomics, trying to use that in his favor. He's also now taking a page from Ronald Reagan, using his age as kind of recognizing that he's old and that he's, maybe using that for comedic relief. The Wall Street Journal says the Washington Post, he repeatedly invokes his old age at fundraisers, White House events, dinners, sermons, even when speaking to astronauts preparing for a mission to the moon. The lightheartedness is a new approach for Biden, who during his 2020 campaign could grow prickly over questions about his age. Can he laugh it off, sir? Because it only gets worse.
Well, look, people age differently. President Biden is 80 years old. Chuck Grassley is 89 years old. It's not how old you are. It's what kind of shape you're in, mentally and physically. I think a majority of Americans believe that President Biden has aged a lot in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Many Americans believe that he can't finish a sentence without taking a nap. I'm not saying that's fair, but that's what they believe. But do you know who's created this problem? The White House. Because they won't let President Biden be the president. They won't let him talk to the American people. I'm asked all the time, who's the real president? And I answer, whoever the hell has control of that teleprompter. You can't always script a president. And if I were advising the president, and he hadn't asked my advice, I'd say, Mr. President, just go out there hold press conferences, talk to the American people. You can use a teleprompter, but look people in the eye and also answer questions honestly and show them that you're capable of doing the job. They're doing the exact opposite.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, nails it. Nails it. Well, listen, the question he points out, you can be sharp and be well into your 80s. My question is, why are you there in your 80s? Do you have nothing else to do? Is there nothing else important in your life? Is there nothing else that you love or care for or want to spend time on? Are you considering that you're the only person who can do the job? Are you stymieing the opportunity for others to come up and take your place? But then set aside the age. It's not the age. It's the infirmity. Yeah. We're going to take a break right now. When I get back from this break, I'll tell you what President Trump said about Biden. Body and mind, I'll tell you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. By the way, when you hear the ads playing during the breaks, when you hear the ads playing, just know this. Right Side Radio, we are a standalone entity, all right? We're not owned by the stations that we're on. We actually are a business that we send our signal to them. So when you're hearing us on the radio playing live, which we do 5 days a week, we have to do what it takes to support our operations, too. And part of how we do that is selling ads. So if you're listening to the show and you think, man, this guy's got it going on. I want my business to be aligned with them because they think like me, talk like me. We'd love to have you. And the way you do it is you don't call the station. You actually just contact us direct. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the part where it says advertising and contact. Send us a message. We will be in touch ASAP. We would love to have you on the team. Rightsideradio.org. That's how you advertise with us, and yeah, we'll take you. Okay, I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper, which is the section on age versus infirmity. The question is not, is a person in elected office, like Joe Biden, Dianne Feinstein, Chuck Grassley, Mitch McConnell, I mean, this is bipartisan, right? Is the person holding elected office too old, or are they too infirm? I contend that the issue you need to look at is their competency, their mental and physical capabilities. Can they sustain the pressures of the office? Do they have the ability to hold up under the rigors of whatever it is they ran for and were allegedly elected to? So President Joe Biden, right now there's been a lot of talk about his age, and I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting tired of hearing about his age. Because I recognize that some people can be his age and be sharp as a tack. And I also recognize that President Trump is only a few years younger than him, so it's not like they're that far apart. The question is he competent? Does he have the mental capacity to do the job? Well, Joe Biden's getting tired of people picking on him. He's trying to try and make a joke about it. Story here on Yahoo.com. Came out 2 days ago. Joe Biden fires back at doubts about his age with jokes about his age. President Joe Biden was joking about getting old Monday this week to fend off doubts about his age in the 2024 presidential campaign. He says, I tell you what, someone said, you know what? That Biden is getting old, man. I'll tell you what. Well, guess what? Guess what? You know, the only thing that comes with age is a little bit of wisdom. I've been doing this longer than anybody. And guess what? I'm going to continue to do it with your help. All right. The joke kind of fell flat. But nonetheless, what he's trying to do is just address the elephant in the room. I mean, 77% in a recent AP poll, 77% of adults say that Biden is too old for a second term, compared with just 51% who think the same of former President Donald Trump. You know why? Because they're not assessing his age. They're assessing what they see in terms of his energy, vitality, capacity. That's what they're seeing. They're not assessing, let's see, how old is Trump? How old is Trump does not appear to be in the same level or league with Biden. Biden's the one that appears like he's doddering around. And I've known people who, like I said earlier, somebody who was close to me, somebody who I thought the world of, who I looked up to immensely, was 99 years old when he passed away, and he could have run rings around Biden in his 90s. Wall Street Journal poll released Monday somewhat echoed those results, with 73% of respondents believing Biden is too old. I say, stop talking about the age. The question is not one of age. The question is one of infirmity. So what does Trump say about it? Former President Donald Trump, in an article from The Hill magazine, came out yesterday. With regards to Biden running, he says, his body is shot and his mind is worse. It's a comment from Trump. Former President Donald Trump said Wednesday that President Biden's body is shot and his mind is worse when he was asked whether he believed that Biden might be too old to run again. During an interview with radio host Hugh Hewitt, Trump was asked, did he believe that Biden was going to be the Democrat nominee? He said, look, anything's possible. But when I watch, his body is shot and his mind is worse, and yet he seems to want to do it. I hope he does do it, but he seems to want to do it. But you take a look at him, he's not running government. He says people that are surrounding him who are very smart fascists and communists, those are the people running the country. So, yeah, this is a way to address it. His mind is shot, or his body is shot, and his mind is worse. Lastly, I will tell you this. Democrats are starting to notice. I told you earlier about them photoshopping his official photos, right? And not catching on that we actually used the real version of that photo just a few months ago. Busted. But here you've got a former Democratic senator in an article on Fox News 2 days ago, saying flat out that Biden's is too old to run for re-election, said the Democrat Party didn't have any choice. They're kind of stuck with him. They bought this, man. They bought this. Says Democrats don't have any choice, and so it's difficult, said Dennis DeConcini, a former Democrat senator who served with the president back in the Senate days. He said, he's too old, so am I. What I tell people is, in comparison to Trump, he's a decent guy. He may be too old and stumble a bit. The problem, in my opinion, is the Democrats really have a problem if he didn't run, because Vice President Kamala Harris, I don't think she could be elected. So we're kind of stuck with Biden because of that. That's a Democrat talking about it. That's a Democrat recognizing that his party found the most ghoulish individual they could to run for president. They were scared to death of Bernie Sanders. They knew they couldn't run with Hillary Clinton. They didn't know what to do about Elizabeth Warren. And so they wound up with what? Sleepy Joe Biden. And Sleepy Joe is now the president of the United States. The nuclear football is basically, it's his suitcase now. And yet you can watch on TV, and we've seen twice in recent days, as he falls asleep in meetings. Ugh. Sitting there in the Oval Office with the Prime Minister of Israel, falling asleep as he speaks from a written script, not knowing during the recent Medal of Honor ceremony that he didn't need to walk off the stage and leave the room. He just did anyway. Folks, I'm telling you, it's not about his age, though. It's about his infirmity. There you go. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming right back. It's the Boomer and McQueen segment with Boomer and Lee from Huntsville. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.